Hello, hello, hello. This is Gina, back with another podcast. Former fat kid, forever introvert. Today, I'd like to talk about cheating on your diet, having the right mindset and language, setbacks, and so on. So, I had all my food logged yesterday. I used MyFitnessPal for tracking, and, you know, I was good on my calories, my macros, made sure I had the right amount of protein, the right amount of fats in my diet for the day. I ate dinner early so that I wouldn't be tempted to eat late at night. Then my boyfriend later says, you know, I'm thinking about going and getting Blizzard. Now, a Dairy Queen Blizzard is like my kryptonite, besides donuts. Blizzards are amazing. I love Blizzard so much. I mean, Blizzard is my last name, so of course I'm going to love a Blizzard. It's ice cream mixed up with candy. It's great. But I can't eat it all the time. Because it'll make me fat again. And I guess when you used to be a fat kid, you don't want to be that anymore. So anything that's going to make you fat again, it kind of scares you. But it's important to have the right mindset. I always think that I should punish myself for cheating. But I need to think that punishment isn't the best way to fix things. But that's what a lot of people do these days. They say, oh, I've eaten bad. I gotta really get on the right track now. And then they're really strict with themselves and they try to eat salads and with dressing on the side so they can dip a tiny bit in, or dry chicken breasts. I'm trying to do a fast today after last night's fiasco, but I'm trying not to think of this fast as a punishment, because fasting is good for you. Many people think, oh, you're starving yourself. Don't do that. But this is just a good way to clean out your system. It's a good way to take a break from digestion and work on recycling the cells in your body. And if you think of it that way, it's like a cleanse. And so far today, all I've had is a Diet Coke and some water with electrolytes. And I have a cup of tea here, and I'm feeling pretty good. Now, people do get hungry on fasts, and that's just what happens. But hunger comes and goes. You're not always hungry. Hunger comes in waves. But I think it's good to fast every now and then. Not all the time. If you're at your goal weight, which I almost am, it's not optimal to fast all the time. But once a month, maybe, just to take a break. Your body needs that time sometimes to clear out. It's like when you have a hoarder and they hoard all these things. When you fast, it's a way of cleaning all that stuff out that you don't need in your body. Which is healthy. And you shouldn't think of it as starving yourself or punishing yourself. That's the wrong mindset to have. But thinking of it as a cleanse is good. and you're treating your body good, and you don't want to think that, oh, I'm punishing myself every time you fast, because then every time you do it, you're going to get in this horrible mindset, and that's not good for you. I mean, I came from a history of punishing myself when I've done something wrong. Food guilt is a real problem. I remember my dad, when I was younger, always telling me not to eat the snack cakes and all the fatty things. He would say, "Ah, you shouldn't be eating that." And meanwhile, he ate all the crappy foods too, so he wasn't the best example to follow. I always rebelled. I was a big rebel. I wanted what I wanted. But my dad was a pastor, and pastor's kids, well, I guess we're always rebellious. We have that tendency. And I feel like there's always the teenager inside of me that wants to rebel every time I try to do something good for myself. And it's important to change the way you talk to that voice in your head about why I'm doing the good things for myself. I need to change it from, "You have to do this," to, "You know that your body and your mind feel better when you're taking care of yourself, and it feels good to take care of yourself." I need to change from, "I'm going to punish your body for eating bad," to, "That blizzard you had last night does nothing for your body to help it run better, but it's not something you have every day. Let's put something good in it tomorrow to help your body work better for you." It's funny how just a change in language helps you think differently and more positively about things. Not that you have to be like, "Oh wow, everything is fine all the time. You have to be happy all the time." But you aren't perfect, but let's see what we can do to respect our body enough to make choices that make you feel good. Simple as that. Saying "I cheated on my diet" can also be a bad choice of words. I'd rather say, "Oh well, I didn't choose the best fuel for my body at this time, but I'll have more opportunities to do so tomorrow and the next day," and so on. You can always bounce back to where you need to be. I need to thank my body for what it does for me, and thank it for how well it works, even when I put things in it that probably don't help me. And yet, the body is resilient. But as I get older, it's important to put better fuel in it, because it's going to be harder and harder to regulate as you get older. So if I put good things in it now, then I won't have as much of a problem, and future Gina will thank me for doing so. But sometimes, as a former fat kid, I still have trouble calling food just fuel and feeling cold and emotional about food. Like, I have a problem meal planning, because I have a problem with having the same food every day and just, you know, like, if we ever had the choice for food as pills, pill form, that would be very boring. But it also would take out the worry of having to figure out what I want to eat, because that's always a challenge. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? There's also a lot of emotion tied to food. I mean, it's in our culture. Like, every celebration we have is wrapped up in food. And my boyfriend told me that he was happy that he got me that blizzard last night, that he gave me some enjoyment in my life for once. But how long does that enjoyment last? It lasts as long as you're eating it, and then what? It's gone. You can find enjoyment in lots of things besides food. But of course, people enjoy food too. I mean, I still enjoy it. I still celebrate with food. But it's like, why do people want to sabotage the work that I've done on losing weight? Why? Everybody's told me this, that once people have gotten down to a happy weight, or even while they're on the journey to becoming smaller and better at health, everyone around them wants to feed them all the crappy foods. Why do people want to sabotage you? Maybe they're just... I don't know. Do people just want you to be more normal and not healthy? What is this obsession with people trying to sabotage your health? Are they jealous? I don't know. As a former fat kid, I guess when people were being healthy around me, I guess maybe I was jealous. And maybe them being healthy made me feel bad. Maybe people around me that were being healthy made me feel guilty about what I was eating. And to change that, maybe giving them crappy foods made me feel better about myself eating crappy foods. Interesting thoughts to think about. It's funny how we sabotage ourselves when we're doing good things for ourselves. I definitely have done self-sabotage quite a bit. Quite a bit. You know, this is what happens when you're on a diet. You do well. You're good for a while. Then all of a sudden you have this craving for something bad. And then you start thinking these thoughts like, well, it's only one time. But it's important to realize how you think. For instance, it's only one time turns into, it's fine. I'll have more of this. I can always do better. And one day, one cheat day turns into a cheat weekend, which turns into a cheat week. And so on, and it just snowballs into craziness, and then you feel more guilty. It's like, why? Why are you doing this to yourself? It's not healthy. But what's healthier? The mindset? Or what you're actually doing? I don't know. I think what you're doing and your mindset have to go hand in hand. The body and the mind are connected. So it's important to help your mindset as well as your body. Because everything's connected. Yep. So most of this podcast, I have written down notes to say, and I have said all that I have written down. Does this mean the podcast is over now? I don't know. I like to write things down so I can have them organized so I can speak better. But now this is Gina on the fly. But I'd like to practice more just speaking on the fly, just letting out my thoughts, just whatever comes to mind. And yet, I'm kind of drawing a blank now. Now that I've said all that I've written down. But I think I've given you a lot to think about today. So I just want to say I hope that you can pause when you're trying to make yourself feel bad for what you've eaten. Just pause. Kind of, it helps to write down what's in your head so you can get it out there. Write down what you've said to yourself. If you tell yourself, oh, you shouldn't do that, change the wording of it and write it into a better phrase that is less about punishment and more about just negotiating with your inner rebel and making things better, because we all have an inner teenager and an inner child in us, and we need to kind of negotiate with them and help them make better choices. Do teenagers love being yelled at, screamed at, punished? What are they gonna do? They're gonna rebel against you and do things that they shouldn't do. So, a better method is to negotiate with your inner teenager. And say, well, let's have a treat, but we don't need to have treats all the time. Or let's make a alternate treat that's good for you, or that's not as bad for you as that other treat. I am a sucker for mug cakes. I've made a ton in my life. I've made unhealthy ones, but going on the keto diet now, I've learned to make better ones, and they still taste amazing, and I still love them. But they're not as bad for me as the ones that I used to make. So I can feel like I'm cheating when I'm actually not. So that's a good thing. You just gotta find what works for you. If you wanna have ice cream, choose a good ice cream that's not gonna raise your blood sugar and make you feel crappy. Or try to make your own. Or just find a dessert that you like that is, I don't want to say healthy, because every time I say to myself, oh, eat the healthy thing, that doesn't compute well in my brain because I've come from a history of eating all the crappy foods, and someone telling me to eat healthy, that put in my mindset that I had to punish myself with healthy foods. So I always thought that eating healthier meant, oh, this is a punishment. And it's healthy food was associated with dry salads and dry chicken breasts, dry foods, untasty foods. Untasty? Is that a word? Anyways, yeah. But on the keto diet, you can eat vegetables covered in fat, healthy fat, of course. You don't want to eat the bad fats, which are the soybean oils and the canola oils. So animal fats are healthy for you. You can make some Brussels sprouts with bacon. Yummy. That sounds good. But I'm fasting today, so let's see how long that lasts. I mean, maybe I don't have to fast. But this is me again negotiating. Well, maybe I won't fast today. Maybe I'll just eat. But you really gotta just try and listen to your body and see how you feel. I didn't listen to my body for years. So, it's hard to regulate my hunger and everything. But being on keto helps me a little bit better because I'm more satisfied with what I'm eating. If you're not satisfied by what you're eating, you're going to keep eating more until you are. And for me, that used to be anything that could fill me up. Volume of food. But just because you're eating a lot of volume doesn't mean that's going to satisfy you. I remember binging. That's why I had a problem with binging, because I would just want all of this volume inside of me. But it never satisfied me. I just kept wanting more and more. And that's what sugar does to me. That's what carbs do to me. This is why keto works for me. It may not work for everyone. It may not work for you. But it's helped me to help regulate my hunger, because who likes to be hungry? Nobody. So, yeah, if I get hungry, maybe I'll eat. I'm not going to punish myself for eating. I'm not going to punish myself anymore for mistakes that I've made. If I eat something that's not within my plan, well, just let it go and just keep calm and keto on. If you quote unquote cheat on your diet, if you eat something that you feel isn't good for your body, well, we all do. But it's important to say, well, I ate it. It's fine. It wasn't the best, but there are better things for me that I can eat in the future that'll help me and help my body and make me feel good. And I need to respect my body by putting good things in it. And that is that. All right, folks. That's all I got today. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.